The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning in effect from midnight tonight through 9 a.m. tomorrow. The warning includes Stark County. The Weather Service says you can expect temperatures as low as 31. Frost and freeze conditions could kill crops, other sensitive vegetation, and possibly damage unprotected outdoor plumbing. A man has been indicted on charges stemming from a shooting at a North Canton apartment complex. A Stark County grand jury formally charged 38-year-old Brian Francisco of North Canton with 8 counts of felonious assault, 4 counts of improperly discharging a firearm at or into a habitation, 1 count of inducing panic, and 2 counts of criminal damaging or endangering. The indictment also includes 12 gun specifications. The incident occurred October 9th at the Versailles Garden Apartments on Apple Grove Street. Francisco allegedly shot through the walls of an apartment, wounding a woman in a nearby unit multiple times. Officers rescued the victim as the shooting continued. Francisco is scheduled for arraignment October 31st. The Stark County Coroner's Office has identified a homeless woman struck and killed by a train in Canton Thursday morning. 26-year-old Jocelyn Stanley of Canton was hit by the train near the 1200 block of Camden Avenue Southwest. She was taken to Altman Hospital, where she died a short time later. Investigator Tammy Wilkes says the cause of death was blunt force trauma. The incident was investigated by the Canton Metro crash team. Troubles inside the Stark Metropolitan Housing Authority's voucher program have cost its director her job. Becky Valicchio, who ran the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program, was fired for poor performance. The program helps low-income residents pay rent but has been underused. The repository reports only about 1,300 of roughly 1,700 vouchers issued and just 86% of its federal budget spent, even as 700 people remain on a waiting list. A review found Valicchio failed to meet federal requirements and didn't respond to leadership requests. Executive Director Danina Johnson cited confusion over reporting deadlines as part of the problem. The agency has until year's end to avoid possible funding cuts. The owner and operator of the Hall of Fame Village has more time to finalize a plan to go private. According to an SEC filing, the buyer and its affiliates extended the September deadline for Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment to October 31st and provided an additional $2 million for general corporate purposes. In May, Hall of Fame Resort entered into a deal with HOFV Holdings, an affiliate of Industrial Realty Group led by Stuart Lichter, who was on the resort board of directors. The agreement was recently approved by shareholders, but has not seen approval from creditors to exchange notes for equity in the new company this year. Hall of Fame Resort would merge with Omaha Merger Sub and be a wholly owned subsidiary of HOFV Holdings. Nimishillen Township trustees approved credit cards for departmental purchases Thursday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
Fire, road, and zoning departments will be issued a credit card from Chase Bank with a limit of $10,000 each. The fiscal office will have a $20,000 credit, bringing the total limit to $50,000. Trustees heard Equitable spokesman Bryce Maffey explain the employee retirement benefits and postponed agreement to participate in the 457 option pending further study and legal advice. Payment of current bills totaling $618,472 were approved.
A Rootstown man has pleaded guilty to trafficking methamphetamine after his arrest earlier this year in Ravenna. 31-year-old Cody Baldwin Neiswanger entered the plea today in Portage County Common Pleas Court. On July 5th, he was detained on Main Street when police learned he had an outstanding warrant. He gave officers a fake name and tried to run but was caught by a police canine. A search turned up 27 grams of meth and more than $600 in cash hidden in his pants. Baldwin Neiswanger agreed to forfeit the money. Sentencing will be set after a pre-sentence investigation. An East Liverpool contractor is accused of taking thousands of dollars for work he never completed. According to an indictment issued in June by the Columbiana County Grand Jury, 44-year-old Aaron Hook allegedly was paid $38,000 up front to remodel a home on Carlisle Road in Lisbon in November 2024. Police say he never did the job. Hook was arraigned in August and pleaded not guilty. He failed to show up for an October 8th court hearing and a bench warrant was issued. Hook was recently arrested by the Columbiana County Sheriff's Office. He's due back in court November 14th. A former Laetona school bus driver will serve 60 days of house arrest after admitting to watching a 12-year-old girl change in a school locker room. 49-year-old Scott Andre of Laetona pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor voyeurism charge Thursday and was found guilty in Columbiana County Municipal Court. Judge Tim McNichol also ordered him to register as a Tier 1 sex offender for 15 years, pay a $500 fine, complete 20 hours of community service, and have no contact with the victim. The incident occurred in April 2024. Andre was fired earlier this year from his job as a bus driver and softball coach. A man is accused in a 25-year-old kidnapping and sexual assault case in Canfield. 57-year-old Jack Sheets, formerly of Canfield, was arrested Thursday by U.S. Marshals in Akron. A Mahoning County grand jury indicted him on one count of rape and two counts of kidnapping. The charges stem from a 2000 attack on a 30-year-old woman on North Broad Street. New DNA evidence led to the arrest. The Ohio Attorney General's office is handling the case. Sheets recently served 9 years in prison for rape and burglary in Trumbull County. A Mahoning County jury has cleared a Youngstown woman of charges in her son's shooting death. 31-year-old Marquesha Driver was found not guilty of involuntary manslaughter and child endangering after 2 hours of deliberations Thursday. Prosecutors said her 7-year-old son, Devontae Housley, accidentally shot himself last October after finding a loaded gun in their home. 3 other children were also home during the shooting. Driver said she had hidden the weapon, which was purchased 2 days earlier by her brother. Warren police are investigating after a so-called kill list was found on a student's cell phone at Summit Academy. WFMJ-TV reports the list was discovered in the phone's notes app and reported by school staff. The student, a 12th grader, was sent home and was not at school when police arrived. The principal told investigators a similar incident happened in 2022. The student's name has not been released, and police have not said if charges or disciplinary action will follow. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.